Welcome to the Modern Scholar, where great professors teach you. My name is Brian Keeler, and I'll be your host. Today we begin a course entitled Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans, The Foundations of Western Civilization. Your professor is Timothy B. Shutt of Kenyon College. Professor Shutt earned his B.A. in English Literature at Yale and his Ph.D. in Medieval Literature and the History of Ideas at the University of Virginia. Since 1986, Professor Shutt has taught in the English department and in the college's unique integrated program in human studies, an interdisciplinary program which focuses on the great books of literature, philosophy, history, art history, religion, and science. In addition to numerous academic publications, Shutt has also written extensively on military history, baseball, and birding. Imagine, if you will, the three rivers that feed the mighty Mississippi River as it journeys down to the Atlantic Ocean: the Ohio, the Missouri, and the Arkansas. Professor Shutt uses this metaphor to help us imagine how our modern culture has been fed to such a large extent by three great civilizations of antiquity: the Hebrews, the Greeks, and the Romans. Our aim in this course will be to explore these three cultures by journeying upriver, so to speak. We'll examine exactly what contributions each of them made, and how these contributions continue to shape our thought and actions to this very day. But our endeavor is indeed grander, because by investigating these cultures, we hope to discover not only something about where we came from, but also who we are. While you'll certainly learn a great deal by listening to Professor Shutt's lectures, you'll get the most out of this course if you pursue the additional studies outlined in the accompanying course guide. Here, you'll find recommended readings, illustrations, and short essays. In addition, by visiting this course's webpage at www.modernscholar.com, you'll have access to the most up-to-date information about this course, including links to related sites, a seminar room to share your thoughts with other students, and, yes, of course, a final exam. And now we begin Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans, The Foundations of Western Civilization. Lecture 1, Overview and Background. And now, Professor Shutt.
Hello, and welcome to the Foundations of Western Civilization, which, I have to admit right at the outset, is a laughably, ridiculously broad topic. I'm not equipped to deal with it in detail. I'm not sure that anybody is equipped to deal with it in detail. Nonetheless, what I have focused my own attention on, and what we'll focus our attention on in this series of lectures, is the connections between the various cultures in the Mediterranean basin, how they influenced each other, and how they worked together to produce the mindset, the culture that we live in now. Because, surprisingly enough, and it is surprising, the general perimeters of our culture were set in large measure by the interaction of three different cultures, Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans, more than 1,500 years ago. We're going to be focusing on that time period, when they interacted, essentially from about 1200 BCE, before the Common Era, or BC, as it's often termed as well. That's when the Trojan War took place, or whatever was changed into the Trojan War by later writers. That's when the Exodus took place, then or about then. And we're going to keep going from then all the way up to about 600 CE, Common Era, or AD, which is the end of antiquity. Antiquity was slow in dying. The Roman Empire was in one of the slowest falls on record. It's like some ludicrous slowdown in the movies where you watch somebody hitting a ball and the ball flattened and snap away. There's no way that you can pick the exact moment. But by 620 or so, with the rise of Islam, the process was pretty much completed. And we're going to roll through it and watch all the interactions as they unfold between Hebrews, Greeks, and Romans. You can think, in a way, of the formation of Western civilization in antiquity on the analogy of a giant river system like the Congo, the Amazon, or, closer to home for many of us perhaps, the Mississippi. The Mississippi is the mainstream, although, as it progresses from Minnesota, it gets the majority of its water, as it happens, from the Ohio and from the Missouri. If you think of Rome as the Mississippi and the Greeks as the Ohio and the longest and oldest of them all in that sense, the Missouri as the Hebrews, that's not too bad of an analogy.